Among the stories we're going behind the headlines on tonight, a landmark ruling for climate campaigners.
It's a groundbreaking judgment.
We get the latest on a triple murder investigation in Luton, and we're at the UK's biggest sheep auction, where history has been made.
It brings in a tremendous people to the town. You know, the boost it brings to Kelso is fantastic.
I'm Kat Wright. It's Friday, the 13th of September. And first, climate campaigners are celebrating this evening after planning permission for a new coal mine in Cumbria was deemed unlawful. A High Court judge has made the ruling, saying the decision was legally flawed. Our senior reporter Matt Madron can tell us more.
It was set to be the UK's first new deep coal mine in 30 years when the project was given the green light in 2022. But that decision was overturned by the High Court today after legal action was launched by environmental groups.
It's a groundbreaking judgment. For the first time, a UK court has upheld our environmental regulations.
Maggie Mason is from the South Lakes Action on Climate Change group. They, along with Friends of the Earth, argued in court the plan smacked of hypocrisy when we're trying to reach net zero. She says today's victory sends a clear message.
Made sure that fossil fuel companies can't just ignore the emissions from the use of their fuels.
Well, the government didn't defend themselves in the case, saying the previous administration shouldn't have given planning permission in the first place. West Cumbria Mining, who are running the project and planning to create 500 jobs, said in a statement they'll now take time to consider the implications of the ruling.
And at least one councillor from Cumberland Council has said tonight that it's very disappointing, saying it would have been good for the community. Next tonight, police say they've recovered a weapon as they continue an investigation into the killing of three people in Luton. They were called to a block of flats in the early hours of this morning. Our reporter Dan Mason's been speaking to Bedfordshire Police.
It remains unclear why three people were pronounced dead at a flat in the Lee Bank area of Luton as those living there come to terms with this shock. Assistant Chief Constable John Murphy of Bedfordshire Police says neighbours shouldn't be worried.
My message would be, as I say, this is an isolated incident. We do not believe there's anybody outstanding in relation to the act that took place at that address this morning. They are safe and we will continue to provide policing in that area to make sure that they remain safe.
An 18-year-old man has since been arrested and anyone with more information is urged to call police on 101, quoting Operation Longacre.
Now it's 3 months on since a boy was killed in a hit and run in Coventry, and his family have told us they still feel numb. The suspect who hit Keaton Slater remains at large. Our senior reporter Hannah Richardson has been back to the spot where it happened.
In front of me, it's Coventry City flags, shirts, flowers and a bench dedicated to Keaton Slater. The feeling of grief is very much still present here, and people told us at the time just how shocking this was.
I just couldn't believe it. He's only 12 years old. It's really sad, isn't it?
Send your son to school and not see him again is the worst thing ever.
It was here that 12-year-old Keaton was struck down by the BMW, believed to have been driven by Dolores Alexander's. As speculation on social media, the 21-year-old has fled the country back to his native Latvia. Clint and Louise, Keaton's parents, told me that their fight for justice will not end.
He was going 80 miles an hour on a 30-mile road, which took our son, and there's justice hasn't been served.
Needing to get him back now to serve his time in court.
We've spoken to West Midlands Police, who say they're actively pursuing strong lines of inquiry in relation to Alexander's whereabouts, and that their focus is getting justice for Keaton and his family.
Still to come, the latest report into child tooth decay and the change to a tourist attraction that's got people both baffled and annoyed.
I just thought it's a bit weird. It's a bit of a weird thing to have in the middle of it.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. Now, there are fresh calls for a sugar tax and a ban on energy drinks following a new report showing staggering levels of tooth decay in children across England. At the same time, the Prime Minister said he was shocked by the number of children having teeth removed at Alderhay Children's Hospital on Merseyside. Our reporter there, Harry Booth, has more.
The report from Child of the North and Centre for Young Lives is certainly not brushing over the issue. Fewer than 4 in 10 children in England have good oral health, and 1 in 10 3-year-olds are already suffering from tooth decay. It's particularly bad up north, so the report's calling for major change, which includes banning energy drinks to under 16s and a teeth brushing programme in schools and nurseries. Stuart Garton owns the Dental House in Old Swan.
Sugar taxes, looking at banning things like energy drinks for certain age groups is a really, really good idea. I think if we can really work to improve the oral health of younger children, hopefully they can then take that into adulthood.
A recent written statement from Health Minister Andrew Gwynne said the government would introduce a 9pm watershed on junk food advertising on TV and online, as well as a total ban on paid-for online ads.
Thanks, Harry. Next, more plans have been revealed for next year's UK City of Culture. 2025 is the turn of Bradford in West Yorkshire, from where our senior reporter Katie Lyons has more.
It feels like 2 minutes ago, not 2 years ago, that we're standing here in the city of Bradford.
City of Culture 2025 is Bradford.
As it was announced, the City of Culture for 2025. Now, after years of planning, we finally know the first part of the year-long programme. It was launched yesterday with an event taking place to announce just some of the acts. There was some of this, and this, and plenty of this. So what we can expect to see next year is an outdoor theatrical event created by the magician Dynamo, as well as the adaptation of the Railway Children in the locations used for the classic film, among other things. Shanaz Gulzer is the creative director for Bradford 2025.
To be able to get to this point, to be able to share some of the projects, they're actually projects that I know our communities, our audiences in Bradford and the UK will want to see.
Events and performances will be spread from the city to the towns, villages and green spaces around the district.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. To Northern Ireland now, and there have been some disappointed tourists in Londonderry in recent days at the Derry Girls mural. That's because it's painted on the side of a pub, which has now put up a beer garden roof, cutting off part of the artwork. Our reporter Chelsea Keeley visited it earlier.
Peering down at me are the faces of the famous four from the hit Channel 4 comedy. James, Michelle, Erin and Claire. But now, because of the new awning, it's partially covered and it's divided opinions.
I just thought it's a bit weird. It's a bit of a weird thing to have in the middle of it. But I just, because I've not been here before, I just assumed it's always been like that. You can still see the faces, so it's all right, yeah.
I'm not too bothered because you can still see the top half of it.
I suppose, what can you say about it? Because it's a bar and you have to have customers and you have to sit down and have a drink, and they also want people to sit outside. And no, maybe they shouldn't have put it there.
It's sort of like a tourist icon. Yeah, he shouldn't have done it, but I can understand why as well. Tourism, again, keeping his business afloat.
Actually, I've come specifically to see the mural, and I think that the awning is appalling.
I've reached out to the bar for comment.
And finally, a female sheep breeder has broken 186 years of history at Europe's biggest sheep auction. 79-year-old Liz Lang has become the first woman to ring the bell, which signals the start of the ram sales in the Scottish Borders. She hopes her involvement will encourage more females to consider a career in the industry. Our reporter Ali McGilvery's at the sale in Kelso.
The pensioner reveals today's guest appearance is a far cry from her first memory of attending the event as a child.
Come down with my mother, and we went in the gateway at the arch, and they said they would let the laddie in for nothing, and the laddie was me. So I was just maybe 12-year-old.
The event is estimated to be worth around £1.7 million to the local economy. David Neal is from the Border Union Agricultural Society.
We'll get a hotel room for... In fact, some people were as far out as sort of Newcastleton looking for rooms.
Well, the most one of these has sold for before was £65,000. But it's hoped with less numbers available for sale this year, that record could be beaten.
And there's more on these and other stories on the news pages of our website or across social media.